President Ramaphosa is facing a crisis of credibility, and he cannot simply hide behind procedural smokescreens to avoid presenting South Africans with the full truth around the money that was stolen from his farm and the subsequent cover-up. There is no aspect of any police or other investigation that prevents him from taking the country into his confidence with a full and honest account of the events. In fact, he actually has a special obligation to do so, which no other South African has. He needs to be reminded of the words of the then Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng back in 2016 when he handed down judgment in the Constitutional Court matter on Nkandla. He set out very clearly the unique and specific obligations of the President of the Republic. Mogoeng Mogoeng said that he is the highest calling to the highest office in the land. He's the first citizen of the country. He occupies a position indispensable for the effective governance of the country and has the constitutional obligation to uphold, defend, and respect the Constitution as the supreme law of the Republic. Furthermore, he is required to promise solemnly and sincerely to always connect with the true dictates of his conscience in the execution of his duties. Held as a landmark judgment at the time, these words of Chief Justice Mogoeng were meant to change things in our country. They were meant to draw a line under the shady dealings of corrupt presidents who had no regard for their constitutional duty, their oath of office, and the concept of accountability. Indeed, President Ramaphosa's entire presidency has been built around the notion that he represents this change. This notion will be exposed as a myth if he chooses to remain silent now. Far too many questions remain unanswered. How much money was kept on the farm, and in what currency? How much of it was stolen? How did this foreign currency get into South Africa? How long was it stored on the president's property? Were the correct exchange control observed? And does the president still hold foreign currency at his farm or any other of his properties? Similarly, there are far too many unanswered questions about the robbery itself, and particularly the failure to report it to the South African Police Service. South Africans deserve to know whether the president has no faith in the SAPS or whether there were other reasons for withholding this crime from the police. South Africans also need to know whether the president paid suspects and witnesses for their silence, whether there were kidnappings involved, and whether he used his position as head of state as well as state resources for his own private and business investigation. Nothing less than the full truth from the president will suffice. Even if this means damaging his public standing, opening him up to potential criminal charges, and compromise his prospects at re-election at his party's elective conference. A decision to continue hiding away behind the pretext of a pending investigation will be seen by the public as an admission of wrongdoing and will make his presidency, frankly, untenable.